Tell me about the first time you became aware of differences in people along the lines of race and ethnicity.
Well, the differences were pretty obvious, especially when we moved to the newer area. In our first place where we lived, that was, you know, when I was of some size, that was called a street called Valentine. That was an all-black area. The school was right up the street, as I just said. But when we moved to even where my dad lives right now, that's 24th Street on the corner of Monroe and Madison. And that area at the time was white, mm-hmm. primarily white. And then slowly people began moving, African Americans began moving in, Caucasian Americans began moving out. But during that time of transition, it was very volatile. People would call names and throw bottles out of the car window, call us different types of names if we were walking from one part of the neighborhood to another part. So it could be no one ever jumped out of the car, so mm-hmm. that was a blessing. But they were pretty loud and boisterous in making their displeasure felt. So I became aware of the differences even during that particular time.
Okay. So would you say your first introduction to the differences would have been a negative?
It would have been a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that in my childhood experiences, I'm the oldest of six children, and so we had kind of close family connections, mother and dad. My mother and dad lived, and my mother lived until 2005, so they had 55 years of marriage. But with the siblings and all, it was a close family connection.